Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, I have two nurses from Sitka Community Hospital. I have Elizabeth Faulkner and Alyssa Sexton to tell us about a garage sale and healthcare poker run, which, goes together perfectly like peanut butter and jelly. Maybe you could connect the dots of these two events.
Well, we kind of honed in on the garage sale. So SHEA, the Sitka Community Hospital Employee Association, collected a whole bunch of goodies, bikes, TVs, clothes, computer stuff, all sorts of stuff, and they were going to have a yard sale to make money for the Employee Association. And so we wanted to do something more educational and decided that if we had it the same day that we had the garage sale, we'd have a whole bunch of traffic already coming through the hospital. So that grew out the idea of doing something educational, and Alyssa came up with the poker run.
Yeah. I do the health fair each fall, but we wanted to really highlight our hospital services specifically. So we came up with this idea of a health fair type thing, but wanted to do a spin on it. So coming from the lower 48, I've done a few poker runs myself, and some people, it's motorcycles or boats. I've done them on horseback, but it's not something that you've seen in Sitka.
You're a Renaissance woman.
I know. A poker run on horseback. That would be Montana. But we just wanted to do something different, so we decided to do an indoor healthcare poker run. And so how this will actually look, because we're not going from site to site, it's not going to be over a long distance. People can come, go through the garage sale, and there's going to be tables and booths set up along the perimeter downstairs in the hospital. And you stop by each table, get the information, ask your questions,
get your swag,
your giveaway items, and then you get to draw a card from a deck, and that will be marked on your score sheet. And at the end, you pick your 5-card hand that you want to turn in, and after we collect all the papers, there'll be 3 top hands that win.
The prizes are amazing. So the first prize is $300 credit that you can use any way that you want to in the hospital services. Anything that we have, you can come get labs, you can put it towards a surgery, you could pay off a bill, you could give it to a neighbor that needs it. Second prize is $200, and third prize is $100. So we're very happy about that, giving something back to the people.
And you said these events, the money is it for to buy a piece of equipment, or you keep saying education. It's nursing education?
Nursing kind of is leading it, although it is a collaborative event from the hospital. I think one of the major components of nursing is the whole educational piece. Alyssa works as an educator in her field of diabetes. I'm home health and infusion, and home health is certainly a lot of education. And we just thought we wanted people in Sitka to know what services are here and what's already available. So that part isn't really too much fundraiser. That's mostly educational. And then, of course, like we keep saying, we do have some swag to give away. We have lots of information. We have information about the new low-dose mammography machine, about the new cardiac rehab program. Susan Hoyt, the dietitian, will be there. Kay Turner from Oceanside will be there, and they're doing heights and weights and BMIs. We've got the plastic pre-pour medication pill boxes to give away.
There's going to be bike helmets.
Oh, free bike helmets. Anyone under 18 with a parent, we have a lot of bike helmets. We want those kids out there having their heads protected.
Yep, and that was paid for by our trauma grant. So we got lots of bike helmets to give away. There'll be information on breastfeeding support, colon health, but from our surgery department, diabetes.
So just a good way to come and meet the faces, meet the people, see what the services are. There'll be information about the long-term care unit. I don't know if we should have a table now that I'm thinking about. I think we'll have a table there, too, about the specialty clinic, listing all the different specialties that come through town that people may not be aware of. We have quite a revolving group of cardiologists. We're working on dermatology, ENT.
Urology.
So we should
podiatry.
We'll have some information out on that as well. Plus, it'll just be a lot of fun. It'll be very festive. They'll Look for balloons. You're going to come in on the ground floor of the hospital, and we'll route you around and through the yard sale, so there'll be black and red balloons everywhere.
So I have this anxiety when I go to the doctor, and I mean just for like a physical or something, that my blood pressure like skyrockets.
Oh, the white coat syndrome.
Exactly.
It's terrible.
So how am I going to feel at ease walking into your hospital and thinking, you know, people are being treated, they're in rooms, am I going to be intruding on anyone?
No. That's why we're asking people to just come through the basement doors and watch for the balloons that Elizabeth mentioned. Don't come up through the ER entrance or the main hospital entrance into the patient care areas. Try to come downstairs.
You don't want to be stealing anyone's flowers
from the garage sale. Yeah, no. There's a service entrance downstairs that'll have lots of balloons, and then
and there'll be a nice little private flow. We have it's two narrow hallways, and we'll route you through and around, and we have probably a little place for privacy. I'm not exactly sure where we'll have each thing set up. But it will be. We'll be very discreet. We're not going to weigh you unless you want to get weighed.
You know, of all my anxieties, the weight is not the issue.
Yeah, there is something about the white coat blood pressure thing. We have I'm a home health nurse, and so I definitely do my blood pressures at the end of the visit because they tend to be about 20 points higher at the beginning of the visit.
That much?
Yeah, yeah. They really
Holy
can be.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
So this is happening this Saturday, May 4th, 9 mm-hmm. to noon, mm-hmm. downstairs, Sitka Community Hospital, looking for balloons.
Yes.
This is good.
Yeah. And Alyssa has one. I don't have my glasses on. Alyssa can read her phone number there if you have questions.
Yeah, if there's any questions, you can contact me at 747-0388. So I'd be happy to answer any questions that people have. The garage sale, you had wanted to know what the funds were being raised for, and that is our employee association. Through that, we are able to fund little things just for the employees, retirement parties. If someone is having a baby or a going away party, we're able to give money to flowers, things like that.
Sort of a sunshine fund.
Yeah,
sunshine fund.
Fun.
And it's not uncommon for the money to also be used anonymously. At the last minute, people need airfare tickets someplace. You know, we're very generous with it. And people are very generous donating. And we're very happy to be turning the stuff around and get it back out there. So there's a lot of good stuff. Laura told me that the entire classroom is filled to the brim with stuff. So
big garage sale.
I think there'll be some really good deals.
Well, it sounds like lots of fun. So you have a very positive experience at Sitka Community Hospital.
We'll do that and then come get your blood pressure.
There's a garage sale and healthcare poker run. Because, and I love the tagline, don't gamble with your health.
Indeed.
Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Elizabeth Faulkner and Alyssa Sexton, for joining me.
Thank you
very much, Holly.
Bye-bye.